So the two artists, Payam Mofidi and Ila Firouzabadi, they came towards me because they were not really like, they're two Iranian artists and I'm a Iranian curator, but the idea was not to do a kind of an Iranian project or something about the country at all. They were just searching for somebody who had a political sensitivity and that would be interested in their, let's say, very subtle approach of a complex thematic, which is le corps sans organes, in English, body without organs, which is a concept of, initially, it was like, brought out by Antonin Artaud, who is a writer, a man of great theatrical talent. And then the concept was developed further by Gilles Deleuze and Félix Guattari, two French philosophers. And for me, the two artists were so brilliant and gentle and talented, but also the thematic was very interesting. I study in aesthetics a lot, and besides being a curator, so for me it was important that it would not just be because I was asked to work on a project, but because everything, every little aspect would seem stimulating. Mm-hmm. So that's how it started.
And how long did it take for it all to come together?
In fact, it's a specific kind of curation, if I can say so, because often curators start the whole like project with the artist and the thematic is like developed all together. In this case, the artist, it's a collaborative project between the two of them, and they had already focused on that concept of the body without organs, because it was also, in a way, a link between their two projects. Well, there are many projects, but there are two approaches of art, and specifically for this exhibition. So I came after the thematic was already like confirmed, in a sense, and then my work was notably with the text that accompanies the exhibition to define their declination of this concept, which is a very like multi-layered concept. So their approach is more about focusing on the political aspect of the body without organs. And maybe to give you like a summary of this concept, it's this idea that if we let go of our physical boundaries and our psychological or individual or subjective boundaries, then we become a kind of a body, a conceptual body, or imaginary body that is totally like, that can, like, how can I say, that can take his environment into him and be totally in his environment and be free of all the layers of boundaries that are not just physical or psychological, but that link to political authority, to social hierarchy, to social dissonance, to everything that can, in the case of this exhibition, lean toward a society of control. So there, declination of this concept of the body without organs is really around the society of control, or control society, I don't know how you say in English, but so the works, each like respective work in the exhibition, there are like two major installations, there are sculptures, and so they all have little like even more like defined aspects of the control society, which is a more defined aspect of the body without organs. Mm-hmm. So to put it, it's a long summary, I know.
So you mentioned that the two artists have like different approaches. How do they sort of complement each other, and what are their approaches?
Mm-hmm. Well, they have like in the exhibition, Ila Firouzabadi, she works more on the aspects of memories of dark times and of human suffering. Payam Mafidi works more maybe closely to the idea of controlled society, but on a more maybe psychological level, that his video installation shows in a very, like, I want to say direct, but it's an indirect way, because both their approach is to talk about very important issues, maybe engaged issues, but never with just giving everything to the public like that. The whole exhibition is about clues that are given to the public, and the public has, of course, to interpret the clues, but to draw new narratives while, like, walking through the exhibition, seeing one work and the other. And in the middle of the exhibition space, there is one collective work, which is Cohesive Disorder series, and it's specifically about the thematic of war. So between there are two more, like, individual subjective psychological aspect, implying memory, implying tensions, implying authority. There is something more direct, which is the idea of war. And Cohesive Disorder, this installation, is also plastically or on a media level, very, very innovative, in the sense that there are two video projections from the ceiling, and you cannot see the projections unless you put one part of your body, let's say your hands, but it could be a sheet, it could be also a mirror to reproject the video projection on the wall. So it's something that brings the spectator to involve his body or involve himself in order to see or to make the work possible. So, and as the work talks about war, it also links, because the public is involved, it links to the idea that in these tension situations, the role of the outsider or the civilian or the neutral person is never like just something neutral. You have to be part of it, you have to take position, you have to reconsider your empathy towards what's happening, and to be sensitive to the distress of others, or to just mainly social dissonance.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is actually really, really interesting.
Yeah.
And you said the one with the screen projecting down, it's part of the cohesion disorder?
Exactly. So it's not a screen projecting down, it's two video projections that lean towards the floor.
Okay.
There are spotlights on the floor so that you cannot see the projection directly on the floor. So you have really to interact in the gray zone between the projection and the floor to see, to make the video appear, because if not, it's invisible. And so the metaphorical dimension of this project, in the thematic, but also in the plastic form and the logistical, like, display, is very strong. And it's beautiful because it's the unique installation in the exhibition, which is the collective work really of the two artists together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as strong as the other parts, but it also brings together, like, the whole exhibition. It gives it some kind of a foundation in mm-hmm. some way.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so the installation of Ila Firouzabadi is a set of 18 beaks, black beaks, that are pierced by knives. And on the lower level of the installation, there is a tank of water.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this idea of the movement of water that also refers to this imagery that we have of, for me, it's a mental landscape of difficult memories that are always active, that are always there, sometimes very evidently, sometimes not. And there's also the light compound that plays with the movement of the water, and that reflects on these speaks. And the whole set is very tense but very beautiful at the same time. But something that's very important and that is one of the main aspects for me of this exhibition is that they don't fall into an aestheticization of social disorder or dissonance or suffering or war. There is a playful aspect in the sense that the spectator has to kind of find out what are these clues and relate them together. So there is something that is not just like putting the spectator at a distance. There is an involvement of the spectator or the public, but it's not an easy first degree level of aesthetization of difficult thematics like that. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's one of their strong like points of these two artists, that they're able to bring such like hard and heavy concepts and thematics and visuals, but never in an easy way.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned there's certain clues and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Are there certain motifs throughout the works that the audience might like want to pay attention to or should be aware of?
I think the motif of the hand is something that comes like in the video installation of Payam Mofidi, the hands are very present. In Cohesive Disorder, you have to put, often people put their hands, and the hands and the idea of receiving and giving, it's a very important organ. And in the project of Ila Firouzabadi, there is also La Baignoire Blanche, the white bathtub, which is a beautiful sculpture in which there is a body, a deconstructed body. For me, the hand is a synesthetic organ, the sense of touch that we often relate to, but not only to the hands. For me, it refers to the whole body and to the skin in general. So yes, I could say the hands or the body, like the exterior skin, is something that is also connected to sensitivity. You know, when you say I was touched by a work of art or a movie or a person, mm-hmm. the sense of touch has this dual aspect of being a very physical organ for prehension and motricity, and at the same time that is a concept very like linked to emotions and sensitivity and sensibility. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Oh, that's really nice. So now I just wanted to ask a little bit about the narration, the dialogue that you kind of hear when you walk throughout the exhibit. So what inspired the dialogue, I guess, or the people speaking? I realized for one of them, the cohesion disorder, she keeps saying the end is lost.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the...
So for Cohesive Disorder, the artist worked with different types of narratives. Some are directly taken from discourses about war, and some are imaginary discourses about war, mm-hmm. Or about the experience of war. So in some cases it's more literary, like the one that you just referred to, where there's a poetic aspect that is very strong, and in other times it's more descriptive or more, or I can say less lyrical. So, but at the same time, the idea again is not to be to just do a plain documentary or a direct transcription of a situation or a thematic, but to play with the levels. And like for me, in my studies, students sometimes ask me what is the purpose of a work of art, or how is the, like, it's the most difficult question, of course, and it's the best one maybe, but what are the modalities of effectiveness of a work of art? And the only thing that I can see that is always present in good works of art, because there are bad works of art like in any medium, it's the idea of suggesting. So the levels of suggesting, the refinement of this way of suggesting with a vocabulary that is visual and not just, let's say, in literature with words or in music with sounds or words. So the grammar of the artist are visual, basically, and visual arts, or let's say synesthetical, if we take into account the interdisciplinary aspect of visual arts. But the idea of suggestion is something that is very well, I think, very well developed by Ilan, by Amin, this.